Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to one day edition of Daytime After Dark. This is going to be a fun interview because we are interviewing one of the great soap legends, even though we haven't seen him in soap in a while, and I hope he comes back to daytime because, you know, I think Michael Swan, who we are having today, should be back in soaps. He was on the At the Routines as Deacon McKenzie for 10 years, and he was also on Boredom the Beautiful, playing Adam Alexander, Sally's Becca, long-lost husband, and he's been in a couple of movies and everything. So let's welcome Michael Swan, everyone. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Carly.
Oh, my God, it's so good to talk to you. Yes, like I said on the intro, I would love to see you back in daytime. I think that would be a really good thing for you to come back to daytime. I mean, if you want to come back into daytime, do you want to come in? Do you want to come back in daytime? Or how would you feel about that?
I pretty much never turn down work that's offered. I pretty much take everything that's offered. So, you know, if that should come about, I'd be happy to. You know, I had a great time playing Duncan McKechnie and living in New York and then coming back out here where I had such a long primetime career and doing The Bold and the Beautiful. And I made so many friends. And I love the genre and I love the people, although there aren't very many shows left.
No, I mean, there's not. But I thought you were incredible when you worked with Darlene Conley on Bold and Beautiful. I felt like you guys had chemistry, and I felt like you guys were like really good, you know, with that. And you know, you guys
have
the chemistry.
We became very good friends. God rest her soul. She was so much fun. And we both had Irish heritage, so we had fun with that. And also became great friends with the gal that played my daughter, Bobby Eakes.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. I forgot about that because your daughter is sort of dead now. She came back alive, and then they killed her again, which I thought was stupid. I thought it was stupid to kill Macy not once, but twice.
Yeah,
and I'm like thinking, you know, and like what you said about Darlene, I felt like when she passed away, the heart and soul of Bold and Beautiful wasn't there anymore. And I don't know if you ever tune into the soul, but it's like they have Sally on this long vacation, you know, long vacation, never coming back. And I think with the younger generation, you know, that's coming into Bold and Beautiful, because, you know, Bold and Beautiful is, you know, we still in the Spector family, and that's why I think you should come on board, because I think they need someone at the helm of it. And right now, Darlene, Sally's sister, is over there playing on board and Beautiful, and she is Nancy on Days of Our Life. And I think, you know, you would do really good coming back, because I still don't think Macy is dead. I'm just waiting for them to say, oh, by the way, she's alive again, and then they can bring you back. And I think that would be a really great idea.
Well, you never know. You never know about soap operas. I did a movie with the gal that plays this, Sally's cousin now, a few years ago, which is out on PureFlix, which is Netflix, faith-based streaming service like Netflix, only it's called PureFlix, a movie called Boonville Redemption. So,
I've never heard of it. How was that one? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, sure.
Doing the movie?
Great movie. We did. It's based on a true story. It takes place in Northern California at the turn of the century, in Northern Sonoma County, and I played the sheriff. Ed Asner played the judge, and Pat Boone played Doc. So it's a good picture. You can find it on PureFlix.
The reason why I was gasping because I love all those guys, and I think was a great group of guys to work with. Oh my gosh, you did a really good bunch of guys in that movie, and people, we need to look it up. So remember, people, to look it up, because it sounds like an incredible movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah, check it out. So
people, check it out.
Like I said, Patrika Darbo was in that movie as well. Yeah.
Okay, well, see the front of the soul. So, I will... Taylor, you were on today, and I didn't know you two worked together, or I would have made you a call in, and I do that. But, you were on at the Ratoons, too, for a while there. And is it different for an actor coming, because they do different things in a New York soap opera than they would you for Bold and Beautiful? Was it different for you, or was it easy, or was it hard to, do East Coast, West Coast?
Well,
soap?
First of all, we had the head writer of the show, As the World Turns, when I came on, was the famous Doug Marlin. Doug was, along with Agnes Nixon and Bill Bell, one of the founders of soap operas. Here we had the great Doug Marlin as the head writer, who created the character of Duncan McKechnie. And then we made a decision that Duncan should have a Scottish accent. And from that grew all of the wonderful stories of him bringing his castle over from Scotland and reassembling it in Oakdale, New York, and Oakdale, Illinois. And so we had a wonderful time on that show, and we had a lot of wonderful characters and a lot of wonderful storylines with Duncan. And then, of course, we had with Tamara Tooney and myself, Tamara playing Jessica, we had a very successful interracial marriage, and we had the first interracial baby on network television.
I did not know that.
Now
wow.
You know.
Well, no, I mean, you doll on screen. She's gone to play so many great roles on, Law and Order and Law and Order SUV. And, wow, I did not know that. That is,
she's still on it. She's still on SVU, as far as I know.
Yeah,
I
she is.
I haven't talked to her in a couple years, but, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
Tamara,
we were great, and then,
Yeah, Tamara... connect your father right now. No, yes, I'm being funny, but I'm not. I think that is incredible. I never knew that. You learn something every day. And you were also on the most freaky movie in the world. And let me tell you, Michael, I watched it at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know I did that to myself. I know that. But Jason Lives, Friday the 13th, part 5, I think it was. Okay. That
part
movie.
Six. Part 6.
I can't see
Jason
that movie
lives
ever again. Yes.
Friday the 13th, part six, Jason.
Oh, Lee. Part six. Okay. So yes, how was that? Because now I can never watch a Friday the 13th movie ever again. But how was that?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. So I flew to Georgia to do this movie on location about 30 miles south of Atlanta in a little town called Covington. And we shot all at night, slept during the day, and we shot everything at night. And you know the actor Tony Goldwyn?
Yes.
Okay, so Tony is a young kid, and it's his first movie. And he's actually the first person to die in the movie. But we became friends on the set. We became friends, and we were talking about acting, and he had done a lot of theater, regional theater, and had kind of made a name for himself. And we were talking, and he said, towards the last, just before he left, he said, Mike, you'd be great. And I had already a 17-year primetime career. He said, Mike, you'd be great in soap operas. And I said, Tony, I will never do a soap opera. I hate them. They're stilted. The writing is stilted. The lighting is flat. It's done on videotape. I would never do that. The very next day, my agent called and said, you have to fly from Atlanta to New York to test for the role of a Scotsman on As the World Turns. So that's the story. And I saw Tony a few years later, and we shook hands, and he said, yeah, see, what did I tell you? So there you go.
Well, yeah. See, when you make a prediction in your life like that, that means something, I find that hilarious that you said that, and the fact that you got called the, very next day, that is funny. Oh, my gosh, that is who I think is funny. Also, because you have done so many great primetime TV shows, and I don't think people are aware that you were busy in the 80s with a lot of shows. 70s, doing
80s
like
at MGM, Universal, Columbia Pictures. Yeah. Over 80 guest star roles.
Well, yeah, and then, Murder, She Wrote, oh my gosh. I remember that episode. You were very good. I was always trying to, figure out the movie, the murder before Jessica did, and sometimes I could do it, but it was like a game in my head. Like, okay, let me figure this out. And I would write everything down. And I would do it so precisely. And then when I was wrong, I would throw the piece of paper and get mad because I'm like, wait, I had it all mapped out. So, yeah, how was it to be on Murder, She Wrote? Because that was incredible.
Well, it was great fun. It was one of the last jobs I did before going to do the Friday the 13th and then the next 9 years on As the World Turns. It was the job just before that. So that was the last primetime show I did before As the World Turns. And, it was great. It was at Universal, and I had done all the shows at Universal. In fact, I often tell people that I was like the last contract player at Universal. Because, the contract players did all those shows and guest starred in all those shows, and so did I, even though I was not an actual contract player. But I was like the last contract player at Universal.
Wow, I did not know that. And, you did Maine and PI. So was that over in Hawaii? Because I thought it was served in Hawaii. Was that over in Hawaii that you had to go to?
Oh, sure. Which was fun for me because I graduated from high school in Hawaii. So I got to go back home. It's where my dad lived. And so I got to go back home to shoot the episode and stay in a hotel where Dad had a condo, the Colony Surf at the foot of Diamond Head. It's where they put you up when you're doing guest starring in Magnum PI.
That
was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, no,
and
I love
that was the job.
Go on.
That was the job just before Murder, She Wrote, which I did Christmas of 1985.
Wow. You know, looking at everything you did, and then, you know, no one knows that you've done three soaps. You also did Santa Baba and May is West in Peace, Santa Baba, and the Platoons, and Guiding Light.
one life yeah. to live.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm still in denial about it. I mean, I know it's off, but with this, all my children, One Life to Live, and then you have the other two go. I think for Sophie, it was a hard couple of years, and especially for the actors. I mean, I've had a couple on the show that we've talked about this. It was just, I love this genre of soaps, but, you know, there are only four left. So, Michael, whatever soap you want to go on next or whatever, just let me know, and I will tweet and Facebook for you like crazy to get you on any of the four soap offers. I would love you back at both, but then we only see you a couple of times a week. So I think
well,
we need a brand.
Here's what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on here, Carly, because I just finished the first season of a new series with Donna Mills called Hilton Head Island. Okay. And that's going to be streaming on PureFlix, which is Netflix, faith-based Netflix. PureFlix, I told you about where the movie, you can see the movie Boonville Redemption. So there's a new series called Hilton Head Island that will be coming out. I think it will be premiering next month. And we did the first season, so that should be something to look forward to. It's called Hilton Head Island. It's like Dynasty, only it takes place on Hilton Head Island.
Oh, my – no, that's incredible. Yeah, and we will make so people know about it. And also, oh, my gosh, you got to work with Donna Mills. Oh, my gosh, you are incredible.
Yes, Donna played my unfaithful wife.
Huh. Well,
like I said,
it's like
Dynasty. I'm kind of the Blake Carrington character. She plays my unfaithful wife.
Oh, my gosh. Well, whenever you see Donna again, tell her she's totally welcome on here. We would love to interview her. She just did a little stunt on ZH last year, and she was incredible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was incredible on ZH. I cannot wait to see you two in action and you being unfaithful to each other. That's going to be really interesting. But I better bring on my two, my co-hosts and my hosts before they kill me, and they will. David, you on.
Hi, Michael. How you doing? David.
Hi, David. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm a big fan of Friday 13th. Yeah, what was it like to be killed by Jason? I was wondering.
What was it like?
I could be killed by Jason.
It was fun to watch. I didn't realize, nobody at that time really realized how much of an icon Jason and that series of movies had become. But while we were doing it, I was having a great time because we shot at night. I was enjoying a little tequila in the makeup room before we went on. So, you know, I didn't feel a thing when he crushed my head. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Also, you were in on 18. What was it like to work on that series A team.
Yes, the A team, right. Yeah. So let's see, the A team story is that the director and the star and I quit smoking while we were doing that show.
Wow.
And Hardcastle McCormick.
Hardcastle McCormick was great fun. I did a couple of those. I did the pilot, and then I did an episode. Once again, the same director that we did, Ron Satloff, who now lives in Florida. I haven't talked to him since the hurricane. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
He directed the pilot of and an episode of no, he didn't direct the pilot. He directed an episode of Hardcastle McCormick that I did. And so, yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, those are two of my great shows. Do you have a favorite storyline with some Esther Wertheim's favorite plot?
Is what? I'm sorry?
Do you have a favorite plot storyline?
Oh, your favorite plot storyline.
From As the World Turns.
Oh, my favorite storyline from As the World Turns? Was when
yes.
we did our remote in Puerto Rico. Speaking of Puerto Rico, who's in the news at the moment, when I saved, oh my God, I can't remember the character's name, from Tonio. It's where I killed Tonio. Tonio fell out of a helicopter and supposedly died, which of course he did not.
Uh-huh.
That was the most fun. But you know, I got to tell you, that character and that run, that nine plus a few months run on As the World Turns was the favorite role of my career.
Yeah, you were great in As the World Turns. Hope to have you back on TV soon.
Even though I must say, my favorite line of my career came from a Ken Johnson show called Cliffhangers, which we did on NBC in 1980, where I got to say, take your tambourine and beat it, sweetheart.
That's funny.
Yep. Favorite line in my career. Yep. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, thanks for my question. You were great on Answer Return. Thank you for my question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, David. I'm going to bring you on and then let Maggie talk. Hey, Maggie.
Hi. Hey. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Maggie. Good. Nice talking to you.
Thanks for you, too. I love As the World Turns. I grew up on it. My grandmothers and my mother, nobody could call, nobody could do anything during it, but that's one of my high, long-time favorites. And I'm glad you're on here tonight for this afternoon.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, okay, fine. I could see the Scottish background. Could they have thrown any of our little Irish in there?
I'm sorry, say again, Irish what?
Irish. They did the Scottish background for the character.
Oh,
couldn't
yes.
they
Scottish,
made
Scottish,
him
Scottish, that's correct.
Couldn't they made him Scotch Irish?
They could have written anything they wanted, but they made him Scottish, so I just did what was written, yeah.
Right, because when I was watching, I go, let's see. They could tweak that and put my heritage in there.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm interested in the new movie. Sorry?
It was close enough, being a Scotsman and being an Irishman in reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Banana Mills. I can't wait to see that.
Me neither. Yeah.
You either.
It's a grand experiment. We'll see how it turns out. I haven't seen it premiere yet. It's supposed to premiere here pretty quick.
Oh, I thought you guys get to see it ahead of time.
We haven't been asked to do that, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, very good. Donna, behave yourself.
Yeah, you will.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, closing out the interview, Michael. So when you're not working and you're not, you know, what do you like to do when you're not working?
Well, I spend a lot of time at the gym, and I do a lot of wine tastings.
Oh, I like that. I love that.
I do a lot of restaurants. And I also, in my spare time, if I don't have anything to do, I'll get in my car and I'll Uber.
Really?
You bet.
Seriously?
Yeah, I enjoy driving and I enjoy talking to people, you know, and it's money. They pay me money just to drive around and enjoy myself.
Exactly. Wow. I'll have to go to California.
Yeah, just let us know what area, Michael, you're in, and we will Uber you. And so when people get in the call and you are their Uber driver, do you ever get any sub fans that look at you like, I know you, where do I know you? Have you ever got that yet? Like a really, really crazy little sub fan coming in and you call
really.
And
you
being
know,
really surprised to see you?
The truth is that I look so very different now with my white hair and my white goatee than I did back when I was on soaps.
I
very rarely get recognized anymore.
Yeah, and I don't believe that. You're so handsome. And who cares about your white hair? Everyone ages, though.
Yes, that's correct.
We agree.
You know, people expect you to look like you looked when if they're going to recognize you. So I don't get recognized very much anymore, which is okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, somebody will say, somebody will recognize my voice before they recognize my face.
Oh, that is, in a way, that is awesome. So you wine tasting. So where do you like to go and do your little wine tasting? Because I went to Napa about a year ago, and okay, I have great memories of Napa Valley, except I don't remember what happened in the wine tasting. I know it was really good, and we went to a lot in one day, and it wasn't good for me the morning after. So where did you like to? No, it was. Okay, I did 10/21, and we went, and I just thought, okay, you know what, I don't care. And no one thought I was 21, and I had to send my ID over and over. But, yeah, I thought Napa was beautiful, and if I had to live anywhere, I think I would want to live in Napa because it's so beautiful. So have you been out to the Napa Valley Winery?
That's where I worked as a young man. I worked for the Louis Martini Winery, and my extended family lives in Napa Valley, and I go up there about once every 2 months and visit my godson. My godson is Joel Gott. You've seen Joel Gott wines. And he also owns a restaurant in Napa Valley called Gott's Roadside. So you should try if you get up there, or to San Francisco, or to Palo Alto, or to Napa, or St. Helena, try and have a hamburger at Gott's Roadside.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you're all into meat. And, you know, because a lot of, you know, Hollywood people somehow begin the vegetarian now. And I'm sorry, but I could never do that because you miss the meat. You miss, you know, the meat. And how, I mean, and you, when you say you like going to the gym, well, after you sending me that picture, I don't think you need to go to the gym anymore, Michael. You look great. Don't worry about it because you look great and you don't need a workout.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And with that, I'm afraid I'm going to have to run, but thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, and see, Michael, come back when after the Heel to Heels premieres, because we would love to have you on the show, and maybe you and Donna could come and talk about it. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. That's
okay,
true.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Wait, one more thing.
Have a great day.
Hang on one more second. I wanted to tell you that my friend Finn Carter says that she will try and connect with you at some point, and that maybe you guys can get together and you can do an interview with Finn.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, tell Finn.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's totally welcome, and have a great day. But, yeah, we would love to have you back because this was an amazing interview. And have a great day and go test more wines, please.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pretty whiskey tasting.
Okay, you know what I just thought of?
Hello?
Yeah.
Bobby, I'm sorry. Bobby, I am so sorry I didn't see you until Michael got off. I'm sorry, but he will be back. He said he's
about
really
hey, Maggie. About
hey,
Maggie.
Hey, guys.
Maggie said he will be back, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So my funniness. Okay, my fun. I don't know. I just thought he was wanting to be funny today. I don't know what got into me. All I know is, say Eddie or Christoph listened to the interview, I'm dead. I'm deader than dead. Because, okay, boys, don't. Okay, boys, don't laugh.
Yeah,
because, yeah, Bobby, stop laughing.
I'm
because
not laughing.
I'm laughing.
Okay, David.
That was me.
That was me. That was me. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what, Mother? Okay,
yes.
We will talk later.
Okay.
But it's true. But no, I loved him. And I don't know. I don't know what got into me today. It was just, I know, lack of sleep. Lack of sleep, really. You know, got into me. And so I apologize if I was too funny. You know, I was. But don't kill me, people. And we have a couple exciting announcements. Okay, Nathan Baldy was supposed to come on the show tomorrow. But he will be back on the show next Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and we might be having another guest on Tuesday. I'm working on it. I can't say who because I'm working on it. And then Friday, you guys, is 8th year anniversary Daytime After Dark. And we got a couple of boyfriends of mine coming on. Maybe I hope. Well, I know one of them I just secured an hour ago, and maybe probably can think about who that was. And then so David, Bobby, whatever. We wanna get a lot of our friends, Daytime people, on the show next Friday night. So we need to kind of do it. And we need to, like, pound the gravel and get a lot of people on here for your anniversary. I think that would be...
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do some of the Friday shows with football season starting up, but I'll try my best.
If we pound the gravel, it means we'll be walking.
Okay,
I can't do that.
Okay. I meant pounding the pavement, okay? Is that both?
Boom and gravel. No, that's still the same thing. We're still walking.
Yeah. Okay. That's funny.
Okay, you know what I meant to say, you two? You know what?
Yeah.
Do I have to separate you and David, Bob, Maggie?
I know what you mean.
I know what you meant.
Well, I know I was being funny. We have that, and I haven't seen ZH yet.
Neither.
David sent me a threatening text today. Okay, not a threatening. I'm kidding.
And I'm going to look at it maybe later on, maybe if I have time.
Please.
Bobby, you have to. And Bobby, regardless of you in football on Friday night, next Friday, if you don't call in for a second, I will just have Sonny do what he does best.
I will, but you might have to apologize for the background noise.
That's okay.
I don't give a shit about the background noise. Okay.
As far as people cheering and stuff.
And I just want to say congratulations to my Seahawks on Sunday for winning our game. I don't want to hear it. I know it was just by a couple of points. I don't give a shit because we won. We were incredible, and we won. And next Sunday, we are in Nashville, and I don't know. I'm more nervous about that game, but we have a great team.
They got a good team.
And we have the best, what?
Titans have a good team, so you can be even.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom.
Isn't one of the Titans players married to Kay from Passions?
I was thinking
that's who we should get on the show right before our anniversary show or elsewhere, because that's somebody who I haven't heard anything about in a long time. I don't know how to get in touch with her other than,
I don't
want to just call the Titans office to ask for Marco Murray's personal number or anything like that.
Okay, Bobby, that is your job to find info and get her on. That is your job.
Okay, I will.
Yes, and I just want to say Jessica Tech is joining ZH. They are not saying why or who. She will debut tomorrow, the 20th. So, that will be interesting.
Everybody watch GH so I can talk about it.
I'll text you after I watch it.
Thank you. I'm biting at the bit right now.
Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, all I know is people were dogging on Carly today, and I do not appreciate it. So,
why?
Am I going to be... I don't know. They say I'm going to react to my good today. I'm not happy.
I'm one of them, but no. Nobody... I don't know.
Okay, wait.
I don't put you
in that category. You know that.
Okay. They were... Sonny and Carly... Well, it's... Remember when Michael had to go to that treatment center?
Yes.
Long term. And Sonny, honest to God, did the best job ever yesterday with Sam. He spoke from his heart, and he really took care of the situation with her. And I loved it. And naturally, Sonny was in it. But he really did. It was a very emotional time.
Let's talk about Lucas. The porn play game.
Oh my God.
He brought tears to my down my spine.
Wow.
Woman. Lucas, oh my God, find the tears.
He
needed to get
supporting.
What was I going to say? Yes. Okay, yes, I will watch the eight. But guess where I'm going for dinner tonight? I am in a happy mood. I know, I'm making you guys guess. So, Bobby, can you guess?
Denny's.
No. You no. Go on.
IHOP.
Yuck. No. Okay, you probably don't have them over there. I know Bobby does. Red Robin. I'm going Red Robin tonight. Because
they have for them.
They
have them? They should be in Florida.
Yeah, oh my God. No, I love Red Robin. And every time the Seahawks win, that means, you know, we get a free hamburger. Oh, cheeseburger?
They do that around here for the Panthers.
Oh, they do? Okay, so did the Panthers win on Sunday?
And they won Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then go, Bobby, go on. You know, because tonight is the night that people go here. And I cannot wait because I haven't been in Red Robin since my friend Terry was here. And that's been like 2 months. And Mom knows how much I love Red Robin. I love Red Robin.
I just go so I can get my free burger at every 10 times.
Oh, my God. Okay, I love it. I mean, you know, it's, you know, always growing up and whatever, we have my parents' 25th wedding anniversary there. Oh, Maggie, I just thought of this. I go have Mom and Dad's 50th there. If the house
there
isn't done.
Yeah.
Knowing my parents are going to be married for 15 years and people my parents are still so in love is great, but it's embarrassing when we go out and when the grandkids are with us because they say, no, I love that they tell my parents to get a room, basically, so I love that. I love that. No, they do because, you know, my niece goes, aren't you guys supposed to be done with that at your age? And then I explain, I go, Sophie, no, we'd rather have them happy and in love than bad. So, you know, that is, you know, incredible, but, all I got to say is, you know, do this right storyline with ZH. Don't screw the fan level on it. And we don't know how long Steve's there for. But, you know, why don't we just, you know, let's see what happens. And, you know, it's going to get good. I mean, All I want to say about Lucas on days, I don't trust him, and I don't think Will's alive. I really don't think Will's alive, but that's just my opinion.
Yes, I know what you mean, and why would you turn to all people but Chloe? It's beyond me. I mean, if with his drinking problem. So that's the last person to turn to. You could
No.
Kate
no, Bobby. Bobby, no. That's not true. Bobby, they were. No, they are exes. But you know what? I actually did like Lucas and Chloe for a little while. So I'm not surprised he's turned to her. Maybe are you surprised?
Well, it's kind of, she kind of butted in because of being an alcoholic is the reason why.
Yeah, but we saw the same thing with Brady, too. And
mm-hmm.
So at least, we can say whatever we want about Chloe, but at least she's helping her ex in need when they're drinking.
She does. Yes, she does.
I don't care if she has to fight custody to get back Holly or not, but at least she's doing a smart thing by helping Lucas and Brady with their drinking problems.
yes, very compassionate about it, and I really do. I appreciate her more this visit, if that makes sense.
Well,
I got you.
You know what? I will try and move past what Chloe did to my Nicole. I will try and move past it.
My Nicole.
My Nicole. Maybe the my Nicole.
Our Nicole. Our
yes.
Nicole.
Yes. So.
And I think now that, and I think before we leave, I think now that Nicole got Holly back, I think this will be a great happy send off, even. If she doesn't decide to get married to Brady, maybe she and Holly can live happily ever after without any more drama that around her.
Okay, you know what, Bobby? I don't want Nicole to leave, okay, number one. Okay, I'm not okay about my Nicole leaving, no matter what. So I don't care if it's a happy ending or whatever. I'm mad. We already lost Sammy. Why in the hell are we losing Nicole? I'm mad. And I can blame 1% over there, and I will. I will until that 1% is gone from Dave's side. He does not know how to write any of this. I am done with the dung of being a storyline. People, Dave, you know what? Wake up, people. Wake up, Marlena. Wake up, Maggie. Wake up. Everyone, this is the most stupid storyline since the baby twist. You know, since
like
the baby twist.
That, the, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know who I should really trust now, because Sheila is back in Salem, a.k.a. T-Boss and TLC. back in Salem, so I don't know if I can trust her. Because I don't care if she's on contract or not. I don't trust Sheila.
Really?
No, I'm not saying I have nothing against T-Boss, because I love her music that I listened to back in the day. But I don't know if really she's really have an agenda as far as Sheila's concerned.
Yeah, she always has an agenda. And it's in favor of herself.
I'm enjoying that storyline. I really am. I'm enjoying it. I think Brian is doing a great job with Dave. I mean, he did improve a lot from where it was a year ago. He's doing a great job.
He's improved Dave?
Yes,
but,
I mean.
No, he has not. Let's see. It was unwatchable a year ago. No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Okay, a year ago we had A over there. We had Eduardo. We had Dario. We had some really good storylines. And all this has been subbed down our throat. So I'm sorry.
The Alpha story, is that you? That was the worst storyline.
What storyline was?
The story with Violet Serena, the Alpha statue that went on forever.
You know what? I would not give a damn if she was back with this. You know what? No, it was so bad last year. You know, we lost. You know what? No. Okay, the breakup of Sad and Gabby because of this asshole? No. Don't tell me that, it's great. Okay, look at Zeno Hospital. Look at what he did over there. And you know what, Bobby and David, I bet you better pray that Days of Our Life doesn't go under because of him. And then it won't be so great, will it?
Well, the way you're talking, I think he might do the same thing to Days that he did to One Life to Live towards the last 3 years of that run.
Yes, and David, don't ever say that to me again. Oh, it was bad a year ago. Don't even tell me that.
It wasn't.
Maggie? Maggie, help me.
Yes.
Tell me now.
Well, you're.
I mean, by humor in this show, but you were lacking with days. It was lacking humor, if I mean.
I just hope this works. I hope it all works out. You know,
you give me
really
a look at the storyline, which I think.
Okay, you know what? You know what?
I'm still the anger. I don't like that part.
Yeah, and when we hear that Dave is fighting to go off air because of the son of Abyss, don't come crying to me. Because it will. He did not know how to write anything. Oh, yeah, let's get Sad and Abigail back together and waste the love that Sad and Gabby had, really, in one day swoop. Oh, that makes sense. You know, let's bring over your favorite, Tyler Christopher. Oh, let's see what else. Oh, let's get rid of Eduardo. Oh, let's get rid of Dario. Oh, Ari Zucker's leaving. Okay, all of that, I'm sorry, I don't trust him. I will never trust that man, and that man is probably going to put gay stuff on every day because that's what he did with One Life to Live. So, yeah, if you want to call Dave, great, why not? Go for it, but I don't. Because
I'm sorry, but I think what happened over on One Life to Live, which was the downfall of that show, as far as him go, was getting Wendy Williams and Khloe Kardashian in the same episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I was okay with Khloe Kardashian coming
not
on.
Not Khloe
like
Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian. I'm sorry.
No, Kourtney, I was okay with it. Okay, really? We are going to blame that on One Life to Live downfall? Really? No. What happened with One
Life
to Live?
No, Brian Fond. Bring Brian Fond to ABC. For One Life to Live downfall. Brian Fond. He's the one that really canceled One Life to Live. Put on the talk show that they asked but one more. Brian Fond was actually the one who won One Life to Live. Think about it. Brian Fond, who was the one who canceled One Life to Live, and was number two in the ring.
He's going to murder.
Not Brian.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know, I don't want to hear anymore about, Frank is doing a bad job over there on the 8th. I'm sick of that, too. I don't want to hear I'm done. Because Frank is doing great over there. Without his ex-writing partner. And you know what? I'm more happy with Dates than I am with Dates by now because at least my cousin are together, everything, you know, coming up with this for my cover after a year of hell. And I mean, I don't trust Dates of a life right now. And if Nicole wasn't leaving, I would not be as pissed. If Sad
right.
and Gabby didn't break up because of Carla Body, I don't want to hear it. It wasn't time to break up that couple. Why? Oh, poor Abigail is going to be alone and she needs a man. Oh, my God. How sad for Abigail. Oh, let's cry some rivers for her. Well, why don't you go with Eli or someone? But the breakup of that couple was wrong. Why, Maggie? Maggie,
are you there?
Maggie?
Hello,
Maggie.
Oh, no.
Hi.
What?
I said my phone is going in and out. I don't know why.
I know. Well, okay. Well, I was just going to say that breakup of Sad and Abby was wrong.
I want A back.
Yes. And the breakup of Sad and Gabby was wrong.
Right.
And we want A
really
back.
Yeah, I thought they made a two couple.
Thank you, Megan.
A Martinez. Yeah, with A Martinez.
I haven't watched Days that much because I was fearing with all these hurricanes coming that they were going to just break in with breaking news on these hurricanes coming towards us and because of a certain person. So I thought he was going to be speaking at the UN at 1 o'clock and it ended up being during the view hour instead this morning on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then there was an earthquake in Mexico City.
Yep. And
today. There's so much suffering going on in this world.
And what he said about, you know, North Korea. I'm no one, you know, no one's really, you know, great at this whole thing. So, yes. I don't know. I am sick of the breaking news, Bobby. You're absolutely right. And
so I text you at 1 o'clock just to make sure. I text you at 1 o'clock just to make sure, so I can when I watch Days later tonight, I don't end up getting him speaking instead of Days.
You know. I agree, but you know what? I mean, with all the suffering of Mexico now and now, Florida, Texas,
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I don't think this is fall from over. And I just want to say goodbye summer to me because now is, you know, not hot. And I know we will get a couple more days of nice weather. But then we will be stuck with the all words. So I am not happy at all with it. Mm-hmm. And, yes, and before I go, before we go, yes, there's a show on Friday. And we will have Nathan on next Wednesday. We might have a guest Tuesday. And then Friday is our anniversary, so.
All right, so no show tomorrow night?
What?
No show tomorrow night?
No, because Nathan had a thing that for next week.
Okay,
no
that's
rescheduling.
Fine. All right.
Yes.
All right. And I do apologize for calling in late because I ran over on overtime at my job, so I apologize.
That's
fine.
That's okay.
Make more money.
I mean, overtime means you be making money.
And asking my questions.
What?
I apologize for not getting involved in the questions and stuff like that. But I'm sure your guests will be back real soon.
I hope so.
Wish guests.
Yeah, we'll be back.
So like
Michael Swan. Michael Swan.
Mm-hmm. Please. I'll just throw it out there. He's still gorgeous.
I know.
I'm more used to his clean shaven look, but his hair, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, my dad is getting gray, and I keep telling him to go diet.
No.
You know, but, you know, my mom likes it that way, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother's going gray.
Mm-hmm. And we're Irish regularly. That's my father's excuse for Zoe. Well, it's 5 o'clock. A lot of time is up, right?
Hold on. Okay, yes, we better go because I do not want to lose my voice, and I probably will because that happened to me, but yes, just remember, yes, and we might have a really good guest coming on Tuesday. I'm working on it. So, okay, bye, guys.
Okay, Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye